Consumer credit, borrowing money, 4. There are many ways of borrowing cash or getting credit for the things you want to buy, and there are 4 recordings to deal with this topic. This recording deals with chit fund businesses and credit cards. Chit fund businesses are generally unlawful. They are run with the object of raising a common fund of money from a number of contributors, which is then sold to the contributor offering the highest price, who promises to pay for it by installment. The price includes an amount like an interest charge, which is paid to the other contributors before the fund is advanced. This amount is usually high. There are severe penalties for persons who operate or participate in an unlawful chit fund. Chit funds are legal only if they comply with certain requirements. They may not have more than 30 participants, and the fund may not be greater than $20,000. The chit fund is run by an operator, and the only benefit he may take is 1 subscription free of interest charge. Credit cards are a means of paying for goods and services without using cash. To obtain a credit card, you must sign a contract with the company issuing it. Apart from obtaining short periods of interest credit free, these cards can be useful in keeping a record of your expenses. Unlike checks, there are no special laws which apply to credit cards, so your rights and obligations are all contained in the contract you signed. Read and understand the contract before you sign it. One type of credit card is issued by banks, which have an arrangement with the credit card company. This card often sets your credit limit, which you mustn't normally exceed, and you'll receive a regular statement of what you've spent. If you don't want to pay the full amount immediately, it allows you to repay the unpaid balance in installments. A high rate of interest, usually about 2% per month, is then charged on the balance unpaid after payment is due. The Visa card is an example. By using this type of card to make payments just before this month's bill, you can get over 1 month's interest-free credit because you won't have to pay until the next month. When you use the card as payment, you make 2 separate contracts. One with the shop for the goods or services, and one with the bank for paying the shop. This means that usually the bank can't help you if the goods or services were unsatisfactory. Payment by a credit card can't be stopped like a check, and every credit card contract has special rules which apply where the card is lost or stolen. Another type of credit card demands immediate payment at the end of the billing cycle. With this type of card, you can't repay the balance in installments. If you don't settle your account straight away, you may not be allowed to continue using the card at all. The credit card company may sue you for the outstanding amount. The American Express card is an example. Many large department stores and supermarkets also issue cards like this. Often they require you to settle your account monthly by allowing them to debit your bank account directly. This is only a brief introduction to the legal subject concerned. Before you take any action which may have legal consequence, you should first seek advice from your own lawyer or make an appointment at any district office to see a volunteer lawyer of the free legal advice scheme.